Doug, it's a shame time's gone out of the game, really, because we might have had quite an interesting finish.
We would have had. I mean, I think even there today, despite the fact that we've lost so much time due to bad weather, we still had a pretty decent game in our hands. Another wicket, maybe a little bit earlier in the piece, just after tea, maybe. And who knows what could have happened. But I think if you lose as much time to the game as or to weather as we have done, it's always going to be quite difficult to manufacture a result. And I think we as a team deserve quite a bit of credit for making as good a fist of it as we did.
Yes, well, from the point where you were 80 for 6, where you could have gone a bit wrong there, from that point you've made all the running, really.
Well, it was quite tricky. The ball just stuck in the whole game and then leapt out at sort of, you know, different heights and sideways pretty much for the duration. Obviously it spun throughout the course of the game as a used pitch, but it wasn't easy. But you know, I thought Tim Ambrose and in conjunction with Keith Barker, you know, batting as well as what they did was exceptional. Chris Wright then added that partnership with Tim Ambrose. You know, to get up to where we got to, you know, 250 to get the second batting point was a top effort, and it gave us a bit of a chance going into it with a, okay, it was a slender lead, but on this pitch, you know, the game was moving forward at a rate of knots, and if you got one wicket, you could quite easily get two or three in a bit of a rush. So, you know, I thought we stuck to it pretty well today, but, you know, just not to be.
Yes, and it showed really the efforts from both teams in this match to make a good game of it after all the time lost. So there's still a lot to play for, even notwithstanding the fact that Yorkshire are clearly almost over the line now.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we spoke about before the game started. You know, we're not looking to challenge to win the title. That's impossible for us, but at the moment, all we can do is just go out there and try and dominate the game that we're playing in. We didn't dominate right from the off, but I think the latter parts of the game, we certainly showed that we were a very good side. We haven't seen that the two previous games before this, the two 4-day games we've played before this, which were disappointing, but I thought that was a pretty decent way to come back. And who knows what's going to happen. If we play cricket like this going into the last two games, I know we didn't have that much to show for it today, but hopefully we get what we deserve going into the last two games.
I was going to say, what do you want from the last two games? Obviously you want two wins, but I wonder what you're looking for from the last two games before you close up shop for the winter.
Yeah, wins would be nice, but that's the product of a lot of process, and we've just got to make sure that we stick to that. Remember how we play a championship cricket and go out there and commit to doing that as a side. Now, I think the two previous games against Hampshire and Nottinghamshire that we lost, we didn't do that. We lost the shape as a side, and that's what you get when you do that. We've kept the shape really well here, albeit, you know, the situations weren't always from a front foot perspective. You know, we're sometimes playing a bit of catch up, but actually we finished the game very strongly and probably deserved more than the draw that we got.